Okay, will 2026 be the year everyone in the housing world has wanted, where the logjam of inventory breaks free, we get some more normalcy in the market, although we've had some recently? There's no crystal ball, but Steve Baranowski, Senior VP for Residential Lending for Marquette Bank, I'm sure has an eye on that. Steve, hello. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, John. How are you tonight?
I am doing pretty well. You know, the mortgage rates are where they are. They've settled into the low sixes. We have another Fed announcement coming soon. But dispel us again of the myth that just because the rate goes down, all of a sudden the rate that the Fed set goes down, that automatically means an equivalent drop in the mortgage rates. Those two things are not linked together.
That is correct. So, I mean, the bond market is the true driver of the mortgage rates. So, and it likes certainty. So if anything unexpected happens this week with the job openings number or the language they use, even if they do cut the quarter, we could see our mortgage rates go back up. But I'm optimistic that I think things are starting to stabilize a little bit here. We are in the low sixes on a 30, the 15s and the mid fives, and those are great numbers. We had a really good October and November. We were able to get some refis in the door with those rates. So, again, I think stabilization is just key to the recovery for the whole market.
So, in many ways, the mortgage rate is tied to the economic factors that push the other rates around, too, like the yields and things along those lines. It's a market, is what we're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. It's not a set rate by the government. I just always like to channel people's anger in the right direction, Steve, when they start getting mad at certain people. I won't name any names, but no, this is a market driven thing. Not that policies can't impact it, yada, yada, yada. But for the most part, you don't have to yell at anyone, just everything instead. Okay, so let's say we get rates to drop a little bit more. I know that we don't know that for sure. Let's say things continue to stabilize into Q1 of 2026. Let's say we put a big five in front of the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate. Is that maybe when the logjam starts to break open? Or have we already kind of seen a little return to normalcy in terms of inventory and picking up of housing?
No, I do think five out in front is the number. And again, it's personal opinion, but I think that would really create some activity there. And again, all about stabilization. The longer it can stay there and be consistent, so that pent-up demand, those people that are sitting on the sidelines are going to start to come out, and they're okay with the fives. It's just the mid-sevens and the low-sevens just aren't doing it for people. It's there's a major lack of affordability out there.
Well, especially if someone's sitting in a house with a 2.9, right? Like, they ain't selling. I mean, unless they absolutely have to. A five, you start bringing in those people that have a 4 or a 3 in front of their number.
Correct, 100%. And then it'll get some inventory out there, a lot of pent-up demand for the first-time home buyers. People will be upgrading. So it'll be good. I'm hoping that we're right here. I'm hoping it's around the corner. And again, I think in our industry, we always like volatility because it creates up and down. It creates refinance opportunities. But this time around, we're just looking for some stability, at least over here at Marquette. That's what we're hoping for.
Steve Baranowski, Senior VP of Residential Lending for Marquette Bank. That's our chat right now. What about the home prices? You know, for so long on that Case-Shiller report of metro areas, the top 20, in terms of sales of homes, the percentage of the cost year over year, Chicago was like 19 or 20th, and that means that we lagged behind so many other places when we were trying to recover from the 2008 financial crisis and what it did to housing. But man, we've been like 1, 2, or 3 for a couple of years now, and now, at least the latest report that I saw, we top the list of prices year over year. That worries me in a way of like, is this like a bubble, or has it been tepid enough that it doesn't have any flashing warning signs that somehow our Chicago market is too overheated? What's your read on that?
I think it's been consistent, and I don't think we're on the verge of a bubble. I mean, there's not enough demand, so home prices are staying steady. I mean, the last report I saw had us up 6.3% in the Chicago, Naperville, Schaumburg MSA. So, and credit standards are still pretty tight. So I don't think we're going to see a major downturn or a bubble in our area anytime soon.
Yeah, like when you looked at it in the COVID years when people were moving to Boise, we were talking about 30, 40% increases. Austin, Texas, seeing increases in the teens year over year for multiple years. A 5 or a 6 may land us as number one in the country, but it doesn't do, at least as far as I think, consider that a bubble.
I agree. I mean, the average market time we're seeing for listings is somewhere between 50 and 55 days right now. Most places are receiving one to two offers in that time frame. So that's pretty good. That's pretty consistent.
When you look at that, I go, as a homeowner myself, I'm like, all right, I'm not looking for another home. Get those prices up, baby. That makes my house worth more. And then you go, well, what does it matter? It's fake money anyways. Well, you can tap into that and you can buttress up your backstop for financial security with a HELOC, using and utilizing and taking advantage of those rates year over year, right?
That is correct. And we've talked about it. It's just a great tool. And I've always said, if you wait till you need it, it's too late. So, you know, even if you're in the housing purchase market for next year, you should be looking at a HELOC as a way to leverage yourself to get into that purchase market, whether you're looking to buy or whether you're looking to just consolidate some high interest debt or be ready for emergencies. It's an underutilized tool out there that the listeners should really be looking to leverage.
And just getting the HELOC itself, does that cost anything, or does it not cost anything until you start borrowing from it?
It doesn't cost anything as far as closing costs go up front. So there's no upfront cost for it. Most lines of credit, ours included, has an annual fee on it. But you don't make payments on it until you actually draw from it or need it. So if you have a $100,000 or a $50,000 home equity line sitting out there with no balance, then you're not going to get any statements or make any payments.
Wait, I want to make sure I understand. You don't even make the annual payment if you haven't opened the line of credit yet?
No, that's not accurate. It's open, it's an annual fee. So, you know, if you closed in December of this year, you pay the annual fee December of next year.
And how much is that roughly? I'm just curious.
50 to 75.
Oh, okay. Not hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Very minimal cost.
Okay, just kind of like an operating cost. Last thing I want to mention is the tax bills. We talked about them before. We'll talk about them in just a little bit about assessing them. Let's make sure people are getting the exemptions they need and deserve, right?
That is right. All your listeners, everyone out there should be, if they haven't already, and the most common offenders are those that escrow for their taxes. They're part of their loans, so they don't think about them out of sight, out of mind. You should really be going to the Cook County Treasurer site, taking a look at your second installment bill, and make sure that you get the exemptions that you are entitled to, whether it's a senior freeze, a senior exemption, or a homeowner exemption. A lot of our clients are not getting the exemptions that they filed for, which is causing some havoc in our industry right now. In particular, we have seniors that didn't get their senior freeze, and their bills have gone from $3,500 to $8,500.
Whoa.
And the county's saying, we'll pay them and you get a refund. Well, not everyone's in that position. So whether it's a low amount and it's a homeowner's exemption, or whether it's a senior freeze, make sure you're checking those things. And if your bills are not accurate, you need to be reaching out to the county assessor.
eMarquetteBank.com/homeloan for more information on a lot of this stuff. 888-254-9500 to reach the fine folks at Marquette Bank. Steve, it's been great chatting with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right, John. Thanks for having me. Have a great night.